Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you tonight. Lord, from this day, everything will be different in every life in Jesus' name. Your power will come upon every life. Your grace will come upon every life. Your love, mercy, and compassion come upon every life. And I pray you turn everything around in every life in Jesus' name. Transform every life. Change everything that needs to be changed. Touch everyone's spirit, soul, and body. We will be different. We must be different. From now on, our lives will never be the same. We thank you because we know you have answered. In Jesus' name we pray. God bless you. You can all sit down now. I'm looking at Obadiah chapter 1, verse 17. Obadiah is in the Old Testament. And it has only one chapter of the scripture. That one chapter of the scripture. There is one verse there, verse 17. And in verse 17, I'm reading to you. But upon Mount Zion shall be deliverance. And there shall be holiness. And the house of Jacob shall possess their possession. And the people of God shall possess their possession. The wonder of possessing your possession. Possession for your spirit and your soul. Possession for your mind and your body. Possession for your life and your family. Possession all around. Entire, complete, and perfect. That he wants to make you completely whole. And he said, the house of Jacob, the Israel of God, the people of God, the believer in the only true God, the one that comes to surrender his life totally, completely, entirely unto the Lord. He says, all that house of Jacob, all those people of God, all the Israel of God, everyone naming the name of the Lord, everyone there, the time has now come that you will possess your possession. There will be no delay any longer. There will be no denial any longer. There will be no disappointment any longer. Because the people that call upon the name of the Lord and the people that rejoice in the fact that Calvary has provided everything for them, that from this day, the beginning of a brighter future in your life, the beginning of a future that is going to be totally different in your life. That everyone that names the name of the Lord will possess their possession. My own time has come. The time of my family has come. The time of my own church has come. We will possess. You will possess. And tonight is that night. The night of deliverance. The night of holiness. The night of possession. Brothers and sisters, tonight, the wonder of possessing your possession. There are three things I'm going to talk about. There are many, many more, but three things. I'm limited to tonight. Number one, your promised salvation. Your promised salvation. That's your possession. If you have been coming and coming and you have not got that salvation, tonight is your night. Salvation that comes from heaven. Salvation flowing from Calvary. Salvation coming from the heart of God. Salvation coming into your heart, into your life. Possession of your promised salvation. It was promised far back to Abraham. At the time of Moses. At the time of David. All through those major minor prophets. Salvation, salvation, salvation. And then Jesus Christ the Savior came. And Jesus Christ the Savior came to give us and came to promise that salvation. And he said, he's come to seek and to save that which was lost. You were lost in sin. You were lost in degradation. You were lost in disgrace. You were lost in your guilt and condemnation. But Jesus now came to provide and to grant unto you that salvation. Number one, your promised salvation. Number two, it's your personal healing. Tonight, nobody will take what belongs to you. Nobody will replace you. He will be healed. She will be healed. But you in particular tonight, there is a healing that nobody else will take. There is a freedom that nobody else will take. Healing for every part of your body. This is yours. You have it tonight. This is mine. What are you? This is mine. This is mine. Your personal healing. Whatever the sickness, whatever the challenge, whatever the pain, whatever the source of that thing that is tearing your body apart. Tonight is the night of your personal healing. Number three, your priceless deliverance. Priceless is something you cannot pay money for. You cannot get it any other place. It's coming from the very throne of God. It's coming from the hand of Jesus Christ. I see it coming on you. I see it coming on you. Deliverance. What's deliverance? Whatever, maybe something has bound you. You didn't see that thing. It's an invisible kind of bandage or rope. Tied your leg, tied your hands, tied your back, tied everything. Tonight I come to release you from that bondage. Because there is a kind of deliverance that is personal, that is priceless, without price. You cannot get it anywhere, but tonight, or are you there? Tonight, you are getting it in Jesus' name. Luke chapter 19. Your promised salvation. Christ has come. The Savior has come. Your Redeemer has come. The Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world, he has come. The one that will take your guilt and condemnation away, he has come. You don't need to perish in sin anymore. There is no power of sin so big and so strong and so great that Jesus cannot break. There is no defilement of sin that is so terrible and dirty that Jesus cannot cleanse. And there is no habit of sin that is there for such a long time. How long? 30 years? 70 years? That Jesus cannot remove tonight. Your promised salvation. In Luke chapter 19, reading from verse 1, let me tell you the story. Jesus came to Jericho. And Jesus has come to your place here. Face to face, you will see Jesus tonight. There was a man there. He was a sinner. A notorious sinner. A private sinner. A public sinner. Dirty. Defiled. Evil. Wicked. Covetous. Everybody recognized him to be a sinner. But he said, today I will possess my possession. They looked at him, they despised him. They looked at him, they insulted him. They looked at him, they disregarded him. He's a sinner. He's a terrible sinner. Don't worry what they call you. Don't worry how they look at you. You are saying tonight, salvation is mine, I will possess. And you all possess. And so he saw that Jesus was passing by. The crowd was much. He was a short little man. And yet he wanted to see Jesus. Zacchaeus, why do you want to see Jesus? I see Jesus, I see my salvation. I see Jesus, I see my redemption. I see Jesus, I see the Lamb of God. I see Jesus, I receive forgiveness. I see Jesus, I have a change of life. I see Jesus, and I'll be totally different. I see Jesus, my guilt will be gone. I see Jesus, condemnation will go. I see Jesus and the chain of the habit of sin that binds me, everything will be loosed. And so when he saw it was difficult to see Jesus, he ran ahead. He looked at a tree. He climbed up a tree. The man was serious. The man was dedicated. The man was passionate about it. I must see Jesus tonight. I must have salvation tonight. I must receive forgiveness tonight. And so he climbed up. And Jesus got to that place where Zacchaeus was on top of the tree. And he stopped right there. Jesus will stop by where you are tonight. He'll say, I've been looking for you to save you. I've been searching for you to save you. And now you are there. Am I there? Is she there? Is he there? The Lord will stop where you are. He looked up the tree. And he called him by name. Praise the Lord, Jesus knows your name. And he knows all about your sin. And he doesn't pass you by because he knows you're a sinner. That's why he came. And when we call him Savior, and when we call him Savior, we call him by his name. If you're a sinner, that's why he came. If you feel guilty, that's why he came. If you feel condemned, that's why he came. If you feel the weight of judgment on your shoulder, on your mind, in your heart, in your soul, that's why he came. And that load of sin, that weight of sin, he will take away. And so when he got there, he called him by name. He said, Zacchaeus, come down. Come down from that tree. Because today I must abide at thy house. You are taking Jesus home tonight. You are taking Savior salvation home tonight. You are taking the giver of eternal life home tonight. The one that has power to forgive. The one that has power to turn your life around. The one that has power to make you a new creature. He is going home with you tonight. Make haste and come down. For today I must abide at your house. If you are there in Luke chapter 19, look at verse 6. And he made haste and he came down and he received him joyfully. He didn't waste any time. He made haste, he came down and he received Jesus the Savior joyfully. He said, Jesus is mine. The Savior is mine. Salvation is mine. Eternal life is mine. This is my chance. I will not miss my chance. And he came down and he received him joyfully. And the Lord is calling upon you tonight that you will come, you will receive Jesus the Savior, Jesus the Lord, Jesus the giver of eternal life. You receive him happily, joyfully, cheerfully. And let's see what he said in verse 8. Zacchaeus stood and said unto the Lord, behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor. The moment he received Jesus joyfully and happily and cheerfully, everything changed. The man who was covetous was not covetous anymore. Everything changed. The stinginess in his life, everything changed. That possessive attitude, I must have, I will have, I ought to have, everything changed. The ones that wants to hold and grab everything belonging to other people, everything changed. He has his own wife, he wants to grab the wife of another person, everything changed. He has enough money, he wants to take the money belonging to others, everything changed. He has land there, he has land there, he wants to take land belonging to another person, everything changed. He has his own house apartment, and yet he wants to grab, he wants to grip, he wants to hold, he wants to take the house belonging to another person. Everything changed. He has his own work he was doing, yet he wants to take the work and for another person. Everything changed. He is happy enough, and yet he wants to take the happiness belonging to other people. Everything changed. He came down and he received Jesus Christ joyfully. A mighty change came upon him. There was a mighty difference that he said, now, I'm not stingy anymore. I'm not covetous anymore. I don't want to grab what belongs to other people anymore. I want to live and let others live. I'm satisfied now with what I've got. I never thought about the poor, but now I'm thinking about them. 50%, half of my goods I now distribute and give to the poor. Things are no more the same. That's what salvation does. It brings a change of heart. It brings a change of life. Brings a change of disposition. A change of character. A change of lifestyle. That everything virtually changes in your life. And then look at what he said. He didn't hear 3, 5, 7 messages. He didn't listen to a good, wonderful, beautiful choir like we are listening to. And Peter did not run after him. Come, come. Nobody ran after him. But this man personal, by himself. You know the people that listen to messages almost every week of the year. And yet, this change has not come on them. They hear about Jesus, they have not come down from the tree to receive Jesus joyfully. Some of them were born in the church. This kind of change has not happened to them. They have not come to receive Jesus joyfully. See the change in the man. See the transformation in the man. And he said, and if I have taken anything from any man by false accusation, I restore him fourfold. This man did not say, well, I know I've stolen other people's money. But I am waiting for counseling for 1 year until I see overseer, until I see pastor, until I see somebody, CGS. I don't know what to do. The man, no counselor, no preacher, no encouragement, nobody to push and pull, drive and draw. The man said, Jesus, I'm telling you, there's such a change inside me now. I cannot hold again stolen money. I cannot hold again stolen property. If I have taken anything from any man, I restore him fourfold. That change has come tonight. That transformation has come tonight. And Jesus said in verse 9 unto him, this day, when is your day? This day. I said, when is your day? Praise the Lord Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. And this day, your salvation has come. This day, forgiveness has come. Freedom from sin. Freedom from covetousness. Freedom from wanting to grab and grip what belongs to other people. Freedom. Total freedom. Total deliverance. He said, this day is salvation come to this house. Anybody ready for salvation there? Up there, up there. Are you ready for salvation there? Up there, far away there. Are you ready for salvation there? Up there, good people. Are you ready for salvation there? My people here in front of me. Are you my people? Are you ready for a salvation? The moment you come to Christ, his blood washes whiter than snow. His power coming from the cross, coming from Calvary, will transform and change your life. And he will tell you by his spirit, this day is salvation come to this house. Then he said in verse 10, For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. He came to save. He came to turn your life around. And tonight is your night of the promised salvation. Number two now, your personal healing. Your personal healing. The Redeemer Jesus is here tonight for you. If any miracle is to happen tonight, it is your miracle. If any healing is to come tonight, it is your healing. That thing that has been there for a long time. Jesus, your Lord. Jesus, your doctor. Jesus, your healer. Is going to take everything away. And tonight, he will take all your sicknesses away in Jesus' name. Even if nobody helps you, even if nobody encourages you, tonight, I see the healing coming to you already. I said, I see the healing coming to you already. I don't normally give too many testimonies when I'm preaching nowadays. But you know, something great has been happening. Far away, in the country of Namibia. There was this girl, she was born lame, paralyzed. She was right there on the ground. And then her personal healing came that night. Like yours is coming tonight. She was on the field abandoned. Helpless and hopeless. And then as she was there, 12 years of age, had never taken a step in her life. I didn't have to go to her. I just pointed and said, right there, Jesus is going to give you your healing. And then I said, in the name of Jesus, be healed. And I said, rise up now and walk. Nobody went there. Nobody held her. She stood up. She walked. Not only does she walk, she started running. And she had never walked in her life. And tonight is your night. Your personal healing. I was in Benin Republic. This woman had HIV/AIDS. She was dry like a skeleton. They had to put her in a separate, on the field, but nobody around her, so that if people run, they will not push her, because if you push her a little, she's dead, she's gone. Her children brought her, and the children stood around her, because they knew that nobody must push mama or touch mama, otherwise mama is gone. And so the time of prayer came. Your time of prayer has come tonight. And then I said, now it is coming. Like I'm telling you now, now it is coming. And I said, get ready. And then eventually, I just, in Jesus' name, be healed. Then I said, rise up. I normally would have said, and walk. But I said, rise up and run. Remember, the woman that HIV AIDS, a skeleton, they carried her there, and the children surrounded her. As I said, rise up and run. She got up, and she began to run, and the children ran after her. Can you think of Mama running faster than her children? Eventually, they got hold of her. They were afraid that Mama had HIV before, but now Mama is running. She has mental problem. She said, no, I don't have mental problem. Didn't you hear the pastor? The pastor said that I should run. And so leave me. Let me run more. Tonight you will run. Mark chapter 10. I'm reading to you the last two verses there. Verse 51. And Jesus answered and said, what wilt thou that I should do unto thee? The key is in your hand. What do you want that I will do unto you? And the blind man said, Lord, that I might receive my sight. And Jesus said unto him, go thy way, thy faith has made thee whole. And immediately he received his sight and followed him in the way. It has come. Your healing has come. Whatever the challenge, whatever the sickness, whatever the infirmity you have tonight, you are healed in Jesus' name. Number three, your priceless deliverance. Nothing again will hold you down. Luke chapter 4. I'm reading from verse 18. The Spirit of the Lord is, not was, not will be, the Spirit of the Lord today, even at this time, is upon me. Because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted. To preach, to proclaim, to declare, to decree deliverance for the captive. Deliverance for the captive. Anything that held you in captivity, evil spirit, evil power, demonic hold, tribal spirit, mammy water spirit, bush spirit, ancestral spirit, whatever, this very night, I will issue a decree and a command unto them. They cannot hold you. They cannot hold your business. They cannot hold your wife's womb. Tonight, there's total deliverance for everyone. Because he has sent me to preach and proclaim, to decree and to declare deliverance for the captives and recovering of sight to the blind. If you are blind, get ready. Those eyes tonight will open. And to set at liberty them that are bruised. To preach the acceptable year of the Lord. Verse 21, and he began to say unto them, this day, this day, this day, Are you there? This day. When is your day? I say, when is your time? When is your deliverance? When is your healing? Are you going to miss it? Is he going to miss you? This day is the scripture fulfilled in your ears. It is time to possess. I said it is time to possess salvation available for you, healing available for you, deliverance available for you. That belongs to you, nobody will take it away from you. If that is for you, if you are the one, where are you? I said, where are you? Are you ready? You want to have that which Christ has provided for you? Wonderful. Wonderful. You are standing up already. Wonderful. God bless you. I say, God bless you. Can I go back to Cameroon for a minute? Before I come back? Wait. Let me go back to Cameroon now. Wait. Tell that person there, wait. Tell them, wait. Oh, in Cameroon. And there were these two boys that were there. They came from the school of the deaf and dumb. We were on the stadium. And by the side, these, you know, boys, they were playing football. Kick it to me, and then I catch it. And they were throwing the ball. So when I came in, I saw them throwing the ball and catching the ball. So when I finished my preaching, I said, now I am going to throw healing to you. I said, are you ready to catch? So some of those boys, they told, they signified to the deaf and dumb. They used their sign language. They said, Pastor, he wants to throw ball of healing, ball of deliverance to you. Stop. Get ready now. Catch. And as I threw it to them like this, that deaf and dumb boy caught that miracle. And he began to say, I can hear, I can speak, I can hear, I can speak. I'm throwing it to you right now. I am throwing it to you right now. I am throwing it to you right now. Catch it. Catch it. Catch it. Salvation is coming. Catch it. Salvation is coming. Catch it. Are you ready? If you want your personal salvation, your promised salvation, the devil said, you'll not be saved. You say, no, I will be saved. My sins will be forgiven. My condemnation will go. My guilt will go. Salvation coming from Christ. Salvation coming from Calvary. Raise up your hand. Catch it now. Catch it now. Salvation that brings a change of life. Salvation that brings total forgiveness. Salvation that brings the grace of God. Open your mouth and tell the Lord. Lord, I want my salvation now. I want my salvation now. I want my forgiveness right now. Save me. Save me. Save me. Save me. I don't want to continue sin. Save me. I don't want to continue in evil. Save me. I don't want wickedness in my life again. Save me. Set me free from sin. Set me free from sin. Set me free from sin. Take away my sin. Take away my guilt. Take away my condemnation. Take it away. And give me forgiveness. And give me eternal life. And give me the grace to go and sin no more. The grace to live a new life. The grace to walk in righteousness. Lord, save me. Lord, save me. Catch it now. It is yours. Salvation is yours. Forgiveness is yours. Eternal life is yours. It's coming your way right now. Tell the Lord, I am here. I want your salvation. I want your forgiveness. I want that redemption. I want to lose all the guilt or the condemnation of sin. And I want your power to save my life. I want Calvary to take away all my sin. Take away all my condemnation. Tell the Lord. Tell the Lord. And he will give you a new life. A brand new life. You will never be the same again. And you'll be able to say, praise the Lord, I am saved. I repent of my sin. I confess and forsake my sin. I confess and forsake my sin. I confess and forsake my sin. I want salvation. I want forgiveness. I want eternal life. I want the Redeemer to redeem me. I want him to take away all this burden of sin, all this load of sin. Save me, Lord. Save me, Lord. It's coming. It's coming. Coming from Christ. It's coming. Coming from Calvary. It's coming. It's coming from the cross where Jesus died for you. He'll save you. He'll save you. He'll save you. Your life will never be the same again. Covetousness will not be there anymore. Wickedness will not be there anymore. Sin will not be there anymore. Occultism will not be there anymore. Idol worship will not be there anymore. Salvation is coming now. Salvation is coming now. Salvation is coming now. He is your Savior. And as he saves you tonight, you will not go back anymore to that sin. I am saved. I am saved. I give my life to Jesus. I give my life to Jesus. He gives me his salvation. It's the promised salvation. It's the promised salvation. Yes, it's yours. Yes, it's yours. Yes, it's yours. It's coming right now. In Jesus' name we pray. In Jesus' name we pray. If you believe that Jesus died for you to save you, in Jesus' name we pray. Jesus offers you salvation. If you're going to take that salvation now, possess that salvation now, in Jesus' name we pray. as he forgives you now, and then he gives you the salvation now, if you will not go back into the mud again, not go back into your sin again, and you believe, the salvation will totally turn your life around. In Jesus' name we pray. If you want to seal up that salvation, that you will possess it permanently, and it will give you the grace and the power not to go back into your old life of sinning, you will raise up your hand. We're going to pray. Salvation that washes you whiter than snow. Salvation that changes your life. Salvation that takes away all that wickedness of the past, all that sin of the past, and turns your life around to live a new life. If that's what you are having now, just raise up your hand. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you and glorify your name. You have said, whosoever comes to you, you will not cast out. And whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. All these new brothers and new sisters, they are calling upon you now. They want forgiveness. They want transformation of life. They want your grace. They want your forgiveness. They want their lives to experience your salvation right now. Lord, I pray for them. Since you are God that will not fail, since you are God that will not lie, since you are the God that never rejects anyone, I pray for every one of them right now. Give them your salvation in Jesus' name. Give them that forgiveness right now in Jesus' name. Give them that eternal life right now. Write their names in the book of life in heaven. Let your spirit bear witness in their hearts that they are children of God. And the grace to live in newness of life, in righteousness and holiness, every day of their lives, living one day at a time. That grace and power, that cleansing, that assurance, give unto them right now. Confirm that salvation. Confirm that eternal life. Let that mighty change happen in every life right now. And I pray we will not go back into our old vomit. Well, thank you because we know it is done. Thank you, Lord, because we know you have answered. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Salvation has come. In Jesus' name we pray. And everybody said once again, I am saved. Where are you? I am saved. Where are you? I am saved. Your personal healing is now available. Your priceless deliverance is now available. Raise up that hand. Remember, final amen, you catch it. Father, in Jesus' name, we come to celebrate your power tonight. We come to rejoice in your miracle tonight. Lord, I pray right now, manifest your power on this field, in this stadium, to everybody, left and right, center and back, in Jesus' name. With the authority of the name of Jesus and anointing of the Holy Ghost, I send forth healing, deliverance, miracle to everyone in Jesus' name. That mental problem, that lunatic there, that mad person there, I command that spirit of insanity, come out in Jesus' name. That epilepsy and convulsion, I send forth the power unto you, be healed and delivered in Jesus' name. That spirit of blindness with the cataract, everything covering your sight, I pronounce you healed right now. Spirit of blindness, come out in Jesus' name. Receive your bright eyesight, receive your bright vision in Jesus' name. Those who are deaf and dumb, on the right, at the center, on the left, at the far back there, all those deaf spirits, all those dumb spirits, I command you, come out in Jesus' name. Deaf ears, open right now. Dumb tongues, be loose right now. Begin to hear clearly. Begin to speak clearly. Lord, I pray for those who have any swelling in their body. Fibroid, you cannot remain there. Tumor, you cannot remain there. That swelling and hardness of cancer, you cannot remain there. Hernia, you cannot remain there. Pile, you will not remain there. Any other kind of swelling in your body, I command you, come out in Jesus' name. Be healed in Jesus' name. That leprosy there, I command you right now, be healed and be cleansed. HIV AIDS, be healed right now in Jesus' name. Tuberculosis, be healed in Jesus' name. Cancer patient, you are healed. Ulcer patient, you are healed. All those having demonic attack, demonic affliction, anyway, I send forth the word of authority right now. Demons, get out in Jesus' name. Now, those who are lame, I send forth the power of God in your body. All your pains gone. All your arthritis gone. All the weakness in your waist gone. The withered hand, come alive. Short leg, grow out. Lord, confirm that miracle right now. Those who are barren, receive your miracle children. Those who have any curse following after them, I destroy that curse right now. You are free. Any yoke upon your life, I destroy, I break that yoke. You are free in Jesus' name. Everywhere now the rain of miracle is falling. The rain of healing is falling. The rain of deliverance is falling. I throw your miracle to you. I throw your healing to you. I throw your deliverance to you. Catch it now. Receive it now. You are healed. You are delivered. Your mountain is gone. Your yoke is broken. Blind people, open your eyes and see. Lame, rise up and walk. Any problem you have, check up, it is gone. Your miracle is confirmed. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray.
My name is Sister Esther Okeke. I'm from the deaf and dumb class. The testimony goes like this. It was yesterday when I was interpreting to the deaf and dumb class. So after the message, Pastor prayed. After the prayers, this brother here called me. He said, "I can hear. I can hear." And the people around me, they said, "Are you sure?" So I tried to ask him, "What is his name?" He said, "Obinna." But I don't know his name before because he came new. I don't know him before. I'm just meeting him for the first time. He said his name is Obinna. I was surprised. But I didn't tell him that we are going to give the testimony. So today again, this evening, one of the choristers called me and said I should come, that he saw one of the deaf and dumb people over there. I said, "Okay, let's go. Let me go and see him." As I went there, I saw him. I said, "Is he not the person I saw yesterday? Why are you sitting here? Why are you not sitting with the deaf and dumb class?" He said, "It's my father. My father told me not to go. I should come and sit with him." So I blamed the father. After, as I was leaving, he said he wanted to follow me. As he followed me, he told me again, "I can hear. I can hear." Then one of the choristers started testing him. So I told them that for you to test him, don't speak directly to him. Because if he look at your mouth, he will know what you are saying. Let's speak from the back. So we called, we said some certain words and he was saying it. So I want to test him now. Let's just test him. Obinna.
Obinna.
Amen.
Amen. He can hear, he can speak.
Praise the Lord.
Down your hands. He can hear, he can speak.
By the grace of God, my name is Ebere Chukwu Nwachukwu. Chukwu Chukwu. I want to thank God for how God healed me from a sickness of ear problem. It has been 20 years now I've been having ear problem. And this started when I was a fetus. My ear wanted to develop and the thing has to shift to another position. And a little while the thing had to shift again, thereby leaving a scar in my right ear. So since then, a watery substance that is so repugnant and excruciating has been coming out of my ear. And as the man of God prayed, I believed, and God healed me of that sickness. But I said I'm not going to testify. I'm going to check if the thing was real. The watery substance did not come out. And I said, "The Lord who has done it for me, may his name be highly lifted up in the name of Jesus."
My name is Peace Ndodem. I'm from Timber Branch in Umuahia region. In fact, I am very happy to be in the midst of the brethren today. The enemy does not want me to come to this retreat, but by the grace of God, after Bible study on Monday, I was so convinced after DS message. I just started that night to pack my load. By the grace of God, I know that God has something in mind for me. As I came, I was a Christian before, serving very well. Even all, some of the choristers knew me. But along the line, I backslid. I have been going from one church to the other. Still, there is no place like home. I stayed. I wandered from one thing to the other. Because of those places, nobody can even give me message like my GS. I decided I would go back to my deeper life. I went back there. I was worshiping with the brethren there. As GS was preaching, he mentioned about backsliders, maybe full of their own ways. They should just, you should rise up and really join back and follow others. After that message, I broke into tears. I cried unto the Lord. I said, I must really abide. And I believe with all my tears that God has forgiven me. And I promise by the grace of God, I will keep on going. I thank God for what He has done for me. So as many who are here, don't rely on your own. Let's keep on trusting the Lord so that He will see us through in Jesus' name.
Praise the Lord.
After the first testimony, I went back there and he said that he's hearing, that he wants to give his own testimony. I said, what are you saying? Come, let me test you. He came out. I started testing him. At the first time, I thought that he's just hearing a little. And I said, let me go and confirm. Is your mother, your father, are they around? He said, yes. So we went around. We are looking for the parent, but we couldn't see the mother. Then I started speaking closely to him. He was talking almost fluently with me. When I came out here, I was telling our choristers that this is another testimony. Pastor said, praise the Lord. He said, hallelujah there. And all of us, we started shouting. So now we are going to test him. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
This word is so clear. So great and so wonderful. Jam your hands. Dave and Don. Another one.